The fridge is not a safe. 3 invisible mistakes in food storage. The invisible waste in the kitchen. At 10 on Wednesday night, Lin Wanqing, 32, a graphic designer in Hangzhou, opened her fridge and was hit by a smell mixed with scallion and sour rot. She found the spinach she bought 3 days ago had clumped together, and the edge of the boxed tofu was seeping cloudy water. She said, "I clearly remember putting it in. How did it go bad again?" This scene repeats every week in single-person and dual-income households in the city. The amount of food wasted by Chinese households each year due to improper storage is at the scale of tens of millions of tons, estimated by public food waste studies. A large part of it is not because it cannot be finished, but because it was placed in the wrong place, putting things that should be refrigerated at room temperature, or leaving things that should be sealed open. The core contradiction of storage is this: the fridge provides low temperature, but it does not equal stopping time. Most microorganisms only slow down their reproduction at around 4 degrees Celsius, not stop, and repeated temperature fluctuations keep breaking this buffer. My mom always said freezing makes everything fine, Lin Wanqing smiled wryly, but the dumplings from last spring festival came out of the freezer full of ice crystals and cracked skins. Freezing delays spoilage, but cannot stop fat oxidation and moisture sublimation, which explains why long-frozen food becomes dry and tough. To understand storage, first understand the temperature zone. It is not a single number, but a continuous spectrum from room temperature to deep freeze, and every ingredient stands at its own point on that spectrum. Myths and truth: the temperature zone determines freshness. Myth 1: all vegetables should go in the fridge. The truth is that tomatoes, potatoes, onions, and garlic actually spoil faster or change texture at low temperatures. The aroma compounds of tomatoes stop synthesizing below 10 degrees Celsius, and potatoes at 4 degrees Celsius easily turn sweet and sprout. Myth 2: fresh food is more convenient near the fridge door. The truth is the door shelf is the area with the largest temperature fluctuation in the fridge, best for sauces and drinks, while fresh eggs and milk should be against the inner cold wall. Myth 3: hot dishes go straight into the fridge for hygiene. The truth is an overheated container instantly raises the cavity temperature and affects neighboring items. You should let it cool to not hot to touch, about below 60 degrees Celsius, before sealing and refrigerating. The concept of temperature zone means there is no universal temperature. Leafy greens need high humidity and low temperature, 0 to 4 degrees Celsius with a humidity bag. Roots need cool and ventilated, 8 to 12 degrees Celsius. And tropical fruits like bananas and mangoes are cold-sensitive and last longer at room temperature. Placing ingredients by temperature zone is the first step of the storage system and the most cost-effective step to reduce waste. It costs almost no money, only a few minutes of sorting judgment. The division of labor between refrigeration and freezing. Refrigeration, usually 0 to 4 degrees Celsius, suits short-term, soon-to-eat ingredients, milk, eggs, cooked food, cut fruits and vegetables, leftovers. Its goal is to stretch the safe window from hours to days. Freezing, usually below minus 18 degrees Celsius, suits long-term storage and batch use, meat, pastries, stock, blanched vegetables. At stable low temperature, most bacteria stop activity, but flavor compounds still change slowly. A frequently overlooked detail: the fridge is not a uniform cold field. Cold air sinks from the rear evaporator, so the back is coldest, the door warmest, and the drawer most humid. Putting delicate leafy greens in the drawer and hardy roots near the door follows this gradient. The logic of freezing in portions is by per meal amount. Lin Wanqing later formed the habit: cut bought meat into pieces by each use, spread and quick freeze, then bag, so you don't repeatedly thaw the whole block, and one thaw is one meal, with stable quality. The essence of the division is the time scale. Refrigeration buys 2 or 3 days of freshness. Freezing buys 1 or 2 months of composure. Once you know how many days you plan to finish it, you can infer which layer it should go to. Professional analysis: data on food spoilage and the cold chain breakpoint model. Let us speak with data. Leafy greens at room temperature, about 25 degrees Celsius, can lose 30 to 40% of vitamin C and chlorophyll within 24 hours, placed at 4 degrees Celsius refrigeration. The same loss only becomes obvious after the third day. This shows low temperature significantly extends the nutrient half-life. At the microbial level, most foodborne pathogens can multiply one generation every 20 minutes in the danger zone of 4 to 60 degrees Celsius. A contaminated food left at room temperature for 4 hours can theoretically reach thousands of times its initial count. This explains why cooked food should not sit at room temperature long. We introduce a practical analytical framework, the cold chain breakpoint model. Break the path from purchase to mouth into 5 nodes: purchase, transport, arrival home, into the box, and use, and any temperature failure at any node is a breakpoint. The earlier the breakpoint and the longer it lasts, the higher the final safety risk. Comparing two households in practice, family A walked 40 minutes home after shopping with the vegetable bag stuffy in the car. Family B used an insulated bag with ice packs and got home in 20 minutes and into the box immediately. After 3 days of monitoring, Family B's leafy greens had about 1/10 the total bacterial count of Family A. The difference from breakpoint control is at an order of magnitude level. Execution checklist: directly usable. Prioritize well-established cold chain supermarkets when purchasing. Use insulated bags with ice packs for transport in summer. Get into the box within 30 minutes of arriving home. Calibrate the